Gemara in Shabbos says that a person who says Vayichulu on Leil Shabbos in his tefila, two Malachi Asharis accompany him, and they put their hands on his head and they say, Vesor Avoincho Vachatoisecho Tochupa. Your Averis will be removed, you will get atonement for your sins. What does Vayichulu have to do with a Kapara for the Averis? So, Rav Shimson wants to explain like this. We learned before that Shmir Shabbos is a testimony of the fact that Hashem created the world. Once we believe that the world doesn't have to be here, but it's just because the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, that there should be a world, it comes out that not only was the original creation of the world because of the will of Hashem, but the fact that it exists every second of history is because presently Hashem continues to have the will to continue it. And adarava, we're always totally in the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem will decide one day that enough of this world, it disappears. So Achias is not just because the world was created thousands of years ago and we were born tens of years ago. But every second of our life, Chayim b'Ritzonoi, Achias, our life of that day, is totally in the Yad Hashem. When we clarify this fact on Shabbos, by the fact that we are Shoivis on Shabbos, we start doing all the Malachas to remind ourselves that the world didn't just happen, but it was created through an act of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, every second of our lives is dependent on the continued will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we continue to exist. Then, this is the opposite of chet. What does that mean? What causes a person to sin? The Gemara says, Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. A foolish thought goes into his head. What is foolish thought? The foolish thought is that if you really recognize that Hashem is giving you life and sustaining you every second of life, how in the world can you do something against the will of Hashem? You're committing suicide because your life is from Hashem and now you're doing something against the will of Hashem. That is a Ruach Shtus. The more a person has clarity that this is a fact, that Hashem gives us life every second of our life, if we live with that clarity, we'd never be able to do an Aveira, because how can I do an Aveira against the Kadosh Baruch Hu who is giving me life every second of my life? I'm endangering my life by doing an Aveira. During the week, or during our life, the Yetzirah has us not focus on that fact. Just take life for granted. And if life is taken for granted, I can do whatever I want. I'm a free man. But I live with that clarity that life is not automatic. It's a gift from Hashem, and it's a gift every second of my life. That in itself, that clarity, prevents a person from falling to the Ruach Shtus, the foolish thought, to look away from that and fall into chet. So therefore, when we say Vayichulu, and we recognize that the world was created Yesh Me'ayin from nothing, and was created for a purpose, and is being sustained by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's clear guidelines how he wants us to live, when we reinforce that clarity, I'm basically taking myself out of the mind frame that causes Averis. And that in itself brings a kapara. Because a kapara is when a person recognizes the damage of his Averis, and he, within him, strengthens the desire to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's true. That brings kapara. So every Shabbos we have this thing, to pay attention and be mechazik by ourselves this thing. Be so thankful to Hashem for the gift of life, and not take it for granted, and realize that every second of my life I'm totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Bezrat Hashem will give us the strength to focus on this fact more, and therefore not get distracted from it and cause ourselves to fall into chet, into sin. But always in the Ratzon Hashem, always.